just a whole lot of winning going on over the weekend on Gel. A lot of big basketball games that we needed to go the right way for us. The CSU Rams get their win over Wyoming, and what was a very emotional afternoon, the UNC Bears get their win, and now they are there is still a very realistic chance that the Bears can claim that second seed. We'll go into the tie-breaking scenarios in just a moment. The Nuggets, spoiled LeBron James' big night. You gotta love that. Yeah. Yeah, LeBron got his 40,000 points, but the Nuggets win 124-114 over the Lakers. Now they've won six in a row. They've only done that
eight against the Lakers.
Six in a row after the All-Star break.
Okay, yes.
And they've done this once before this year. Six in a row. Can they get to seven? Big one tomorrow night against the Phoenix Suns. And I'm going to that game. I'm finally getting down to a game, Angel. So I'm thrilled to be going to that one. Big week for the Nuggets. Got the Suns tomorrow night, and you got the Celtics on Thursday.
Yep.
And it's kind of like the Nuggets and the Celtics right now. People are talking about as far as championship team. That was kind of the matchup I wanted last year. Might get it this year. We'll see. Minnesota loses two in a row. So we've got, the Nuggets can claim that first seed. It's right there. It's still a fairly, I think it's kind of a daunting task still for the Nuggets, but they could do it. They just got a crazy schedule coming up.
They do, but they have a lot more home games. I think only one more back-to-back. You're a half game out right now. It's right there. It's a good weekend for us in terms of Minnesota and the Thunder.
Thunder, yeah.
And, Thunder's kind of, you're just kind of waiting for them to not fall off, but stub their toe a little bit.
And now, Thunder right now holding down, they're right there at the top, half a game ahead of Minnesota, half a game ahead of the Nuggets. It's going to be a wild finish. Do you think it's between those three, OKC, Minnesota, and Denver? Could you see the Clippers? Probably not the Pelicans. Could you see the Clippers sneak in there? They're kind of playing 500 basketball, really.
I don't think so.
I think it's a three horse race right now between those guys.
We know who likes horses.
We know there's one guy that really enjoys the horse racing. So if there's a race, he's in on it. So let's go.
He knows all about it.
So that was great with the Nuggets. The Buffs just keep winning. They beat Stanford 81-71. They're now 20-9. Tad Boyle gets another 20-win season. Mark Johnson told us 2 weeks ago they'd likely need to win out, save for the Oregon State Oregon. Both games are on the road. Mm-hmm. Need to split those two. So they've done everything that Mr. Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, told us they needed to do, which is basically just win a lot of games. They've won four in a row, USC, Utah, Cal, Stanford yesterday. They play Oregon on the 7th, and then they finish the season at Oregon State on March 9th.
Currently sitting as the number 3 seed.
Whoo! They have gotten hot, man. Red hot. So we'll get to buy or sell, but I'm doing a stock update on the three teams that we primarily look at when it comes to college. Now, we do pay attention to Wyoming, but aside from winning the Mountain West tournament, they are not going anywhere. And, what are the odds that they win the Mountain West tournament? I don't think so. So realistically, the Bears have, we all know what the Bears have to do. The Bears have to win the tournament. They can finish with the second seed. They can finish with the fourth seed. The worst they can finish is fourth.
Yes.
I think the preseason polls had them at eighth or ninth this year. So either way, you finished at least four or five spots better than what the experts thought you would. I don't know if anybody knew who St. Thomas was, which is fair. Listen, I'm not going to bash preseason polls. They didn't know anything about the Bears. You lost all your best players from a year ago. Dalton Connect goes big time. Dalen Kuntz is gone and Matt Johnson's gone. So why wouldn't you expect the Bears to stumble? I have no problem with that. But all you can do is go out and try to prove them wrong. The Bears have done that. Emotional night for Isaiah Stevens, or day, I should say, as the Rams beat Wyoming on Saturday afternoon. It's a great player right there. That was fun on Friday, having him in with his mom and his brother. That was really cool. It just shows you, like, the recipe for a great college athlete. This isn't always the recipe, but it doesn't hurt. When obviously you have to have a skill. You have to be a great player. But then to have the backing, which his mom played collegiate sports, his brother played collegiate sports and a little bit of pro sports. Having that backing, understanding what it takes, and you mold this mind that is Isaiah Stevens, who can, he's just, again, we keep using that phrase, even keeled, but he is that. It's part of the reason why he has achieved all these great goals. He doesn't get too high, he doesn't get too low. But emotional day there at Moby. That was his last game at Moby. He's still got one more game left in Colorado, though. Play Air Force on Saturday. So they got a lot of time between that
schedule.
I don't know. It's weird to me. Because, like, UNC played Saturday night. And they're playing tonight. Big game for them. Big game. They got to win it. That's the first step. They got to win it. And then they need Weber State to lose, right?
Yep.
That's all you need to know. If you want the second seed, that's what needs to happen. Breaking news. Thanks, Big Hub. Jason Kelce is officially retiring after 13 seasons. We kind of knew that, though, right? Didn't he basically say that? But then he carried it out. People wondered, oh, is he going to...
I thought the shirtless party deck stuff was kind of...
That's why
I'm done.
Well, honestly, Angel, that's why I was like, okay with it. Would you have been okay? I thought he was done. So I was totally fine with him becoming a Chief, basically. Number one fanboy. But then to hear that he hadn't retired yet, it wasn't official, he might come back to the Eagles. How do you feel about that if you're an Eagles fan? I get it. It's your brother. You want to support him. No issues being up there in the box with them. But he was Mr. Chief for the you know, once the Eagles were done, the rest of the run through the playoffs. So, you know, his wife wouldn't even do that. She was like, no way, I'm not wearing Chief stuff. Absolutely not. And then Travis kind of threw a barb. He's like, yeah, but you're a fan of other college teams and you wear other college stuff. She's like, yeah, but I draw the line. Her husband plays for the Eagles. The Eagles supported the Kelces, that group, that family. But he's calling it quits. I mean, that's a Hall of Famer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, obvious Hall of Famer. Crazy. Wonder where they rank in the brother rankings when you look at top brothers in the NFL. Because obviously you got the Sharps. Shannon Sharp and Sterling Sharp. Got to be up there. There was the Baileys. I'm just thinking of Broncos right now. Boss Bailey and Champ Bailey. Yeah, that'd be something to look at. You've got the Watts now, the Bosas. There's some big time McCourty. Is it McCourty? The McCourtys? The DBs? Yeah, you got a lot of great brothers. Wonder where the Kelces will rank. You got two Hall of Famers right there. So, yeah, that's an organic debate. Huh?
The Harbaughs.
The Harbaughs, yeah. Well, sure. Why can't I think of more?
Shaquem and Shaquille Griffin.
A cool story.
There's three Watt brothers, actually.
Yeah, there's three Watt brothers. Gronk's got... Wasn't there a few Gronks?
Mm-hmm.
There's three.
Rondé and Tiki Barber.
Oh, yeah, how could you forget the Barbers? Wow.
Derek Carr and David Carr.
Obviously. One amazing and the other one kind of.
Vernon Davis and Vontae Davis.
The Davises, yeah. Davis Eyes, as they say.
Matt and Tim Hasselbeck.
Matt was the successful one, right? Tim was, yeah. But he's made a good media career. Who else? Kelce's got to be up there, though.
Rex Ryan and Rob Ryan.
Oh, of course. The Ryans. Are they twins? They look identical. I don't know if they're twins. I think they're twins. I mean,
Rex kind of has the long hair and the beard look, and Rob's more straightforward.
Isn't Rob the long hair? And Rex is short hair hat wearer.
Oh, they are twin brothers. Yes.
Yeah. Always liked Rob, though. He looked like this lion out there. It was white hair. So there's a little news for you. I you know, I'm not surprised by this. There was a part of me that wondered, can he get out of that contract and go Was he going to be a free agent? Was Travis Kelce going to be a free agent? Not Travis, Jason Kelce?
I think so.
There was a part of me that wondered if he would go sign up with the Chiefs for 1 year. Yeah.
They got their center.
They're good.
They're good.
First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Angel, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more on FMS Bank, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good? Everything we kind of started with. It was a very positive weekend. Everybody that needed wins going into the weekend got them. As far as teams hoping to stamp a ticket or punch a ticket and to improve upon their standings. Everything the Nuggets needed to have happen happened. They ruined LeBron's night. They continue to slay the Los Angeles Lakers.
Nuggets have the exact same record as they did last year.
It's crazy. It's wild to me. And right now, I think a month ago when we said this, that they had the same record this time last year, I didn't feel like this team was as good as they were last year. Now, I feel like this team is better than they were last year. The bench is still concerned.
Getting some minutes
right
now.
He's getting some realistic minutes. A lot of realistic minutes for him. You know, and Zeke Nagy continues to be a weird situation. Nothing for him over the weekend. P-Watt, all right. Holiday, 13 points in that game versus the Lakers. You know, Christian Brown got the start. 24 minutes, 2 points. Who are you, Christian Brown? I would like you to answer that question. Who are you, and what can you do for my program, for my team? That's actually my bad, is Christian Brown. I think we keep holding out hope that we're going to get the same guy that we got last year. And maybe he is going to be a playoff guy. We know this is true. There are a lot of guys. I always think of Robert Horry, who was a fine player in the regular season. Something about the playoffs turned him into a different guy. Maybe Christian Brown's that guy. I don't know. Is he long for the Nuggets? Is he going to be a long-term guy? Like when his contract comes up, his rookie contract, is that something that right now you pick up? I don't think so. He doesn't have enough for me. I mean, you talk about Holiday. Justin Holiday was 3 of 5 from the 3-point line. And he plays defense. Very good defensive player. He's kind of like a KCP. And KCP, of course, was out of the Lakers game because of personal reasons. Jamal did play. 24 points, 11 assists, and 6 boards for him. Seems to be okay. Nothing to worry about there. Joker, 35 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. Couldn't get the triple-double? Come on, Joker. What are we doing?
He's going to hit a step-back buzzer-beater shot on Anthony Davis again.
Anthony Davis probably dreams about that. Has nightmares about that now. Because it's happened, what, twice against him?
Lakers need to stop scheduling the Nuggets on special nights.
Opening night, Kobe statue night, 40K night. Ruined it.
There's a part in the second quarter I'm like, yeah, they're not going to win this game. But then they do what the Nuggets do, come back in the third, and then it's over in the fourth.
Well, they were down 7 in the first, and then I think they caught up. No, they were down. I think they were down 9 at the half, weren't they? Almost, yeah, 10, basically 10 points. But had a great third period overall. Came back in the mid-third period and started rolling. Outscored the Lakers 31-23. Your boy, Porter. Doesn't go to the free throw line anymore, ever.
Doesn't need to.
He never goes to the free throw line. Because that's not how he plays.
I mean, you're perfect. Why risk it?
25 points, but yes, the perfection. 10 of 10. 5 of 5 from the three-point line.
Michael Perfect Jr.
Okay, so, yes, I know you're happy, and this is awesome, but don't be the guy that's like, where are all those guys that wanted Porter gone? This doesn't change his past. It doesn't change his playoffs last year. You bring that to me, congrats. You're the guy. We'll own it. You keep doing that. You do it in the playoffs more often than not. There you go. You've shut everybody up. But you can't just pretend the history, like the past doesn't exist. You can't just, where are all my guys now saying that? It's like, well, he's playing. Like, if you play like that, you don't say those things. It's not like an attack. Christian Brown, The guy could go off for 20 points tomorrow night against Phoenix. And I'm not I don't want to be the guy that tweets out, where are all the Christian Brown haters? No. He had 2 points against the Lakers. He was bad then. Oh, he had a great night. Okay, do it again. Go do it again. Oh, and do it again. Do it again. Do it again. That's how you keep people off your back. I don't think that's changed your mind.
I don't think anyone needs Mike on his back. Because he's had 3 surgeries.
Ah, yes. It hasn't changed your mind, though.
I want him to be more consistent, but nights like that, I get, there we go. That's what I like to see.
It's great. It's awesome.
Perfection. Probably won't do it against Phoenix, but
probably
do it against Boston.
But, yeah, and that's great. But we can't just sit here and act like, he didn't have the best of performances in the playoffs.
Sure.
And he has been an inconsistent player this season. But those games, yeah, he's on a roll. He's played extremely well. And the Nuggets have won 6 in a row. Can they? And how many times against the Lakers recently? As 8?
3 this year, 4 in the playoffs, and then once at the end of the last season.
Man, that feels weird. I saw the bass player for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm a Chili Peppers fan, as you can tell by the intro of the song or of the show. Flea gets on and he's like, I hate that the Lakers are no longer better at basketball than the Nuggets. It's like, well, Flea, go make them another record or something, man. Because you're wasting your time watching the Lakers.
Are there any more records for LeBron to get?
No, he's already got the in-season tournament. Shut her down, man. You got your 40K. Go ahead and grab some bench and see what you're going to do next year. Because I don't think the Lakers are going to do much this year. Do you? I mean, right now they are at 10th place. They are the final play-in team. They are 6-4 in their last 10. So even having an above 500 record has them holding down the 10th spot. Utah is 5.5 games out of that spot. So yeah, the Lakers will probably be a play-in team.
I think there are 2 teams in the play-in that I'm confident in and 2 teams that I'm not.
The Suns?
Yes.
You're confident in. The Warriors?
No.
The Mavericks?
Yes.
And then the Warriors and the Lakers.
You saw what happened to the Warriors.
Whoa, right? I mean, what is going on with that? And then Draymond Green goes and does his podcast after the game about the greatness of LeBron. You just lost 140-88. And you're going to get on to talk about LeBron?
82 points in 1 half.
What?
Absurd.
Isn't it? This is one of the things you love about sports. Things do change. Things change, and they go. And even with Golden State, it's not like it's a brand new team. The core is still there. They're just not good anymore. Steph Curry's still pretty good. But Clay.
Is Steph long for Golden State?
Like, I don't know.
Is he gonna stay there?
No, that's funny. We talk about players in this point all the time. Players that are really good, but maybe they go somewhere else. I never really thought of Curry as that guy, as being ever leaving Golden State. He probably just called it a career. But he was pretty awful. 0-for-9 from the 3-point line. 2-of-13. He had 4 points. What is happening in Golden State? Do you ever think you'd see a day where they score 88 points? I mean, I know they have, but 88 in a game where the other team scores almost 150?
No, these are not the 2014 through 18 Warriors anymore.
No. They just gave Steve Kerr contract extension, I saw last week.
Yeah.
Good move or a bad move?
Bad move.
Yeah.
It's time to hang it up, Kerr.
And to be fair,
go get the mic and headset back on.
Well, yeah, I love that.
See what MJ's up to or something. See if he needs an assist with something.
Yeah. I think Steve Kerr was phenomenal on the broadcast. But it's a tight race all over the place. I mean, what do we know here? The when we're talking about our basketball teams, the Bears can realistically get the 2nd seed, which is important, which would mean they would play.
Tournament starts on Saturday. They would play on Sunday
if they get the 2nd seed, right?
Yes.
And if they end up in the 3rd seed or 4th seed,
they'd play on Monday.
Yeah.
But then you'd have to win 3 days in a row.
Okay. Well, we're going to have all those games. We'll have the UNC games for you right here on KFKA with Mike Rice on the call, so that'll be a lot of fun. He'll be there. He's going to the tournament.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be fun for him, fun for us to get that inside content. The CSU Rams, now, there's still room, I suppose, for them to move a little bit, isn't there? They are 9-8, One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. They're seventh. They won't finish any worse than seventh because Wyoming's 6-10. That race is done. But they could tie New Mexico. And then we get into the tie-breaking scenarios there. New Mexico has, I think, does everybody now in the Mountain West have one game remaining? No, New Mexico has two games remaining. Fresno State on Wednesday, and they do play at Utah State. So there's a chance that New Mexico, like CSU, could get to 10 wins. They play on Saturday. They could get to 10 and be 10-8 in the conference. Potentially, New Mexico could finish 9-9 in the conference or 11-7. So we'll see. Oh, you're off there, Angel. There we go.
Okay. Updated AP poll here. Come out like 10 minutes ago. San Diego State at 21. Utah State at 22. Nevada at 26. Boise State at 28. New Mexico at like 32-ish. And then CSU at 39.
So we're still kind of thinking that six is that six? Did you say six? You said everybody but, okay, so Utah State, Boise State, Nevada, San Diego State.
Yeah, six.
New Mexico and Colorado State. Wow. Who would have thought, though, when the Rams were 12-1 to start the season in their non-con schedule, that they would finish, unless New Mexico loses, they would finish as in last amongst all those great teams, that they would finish in seventh place in the Mountain West Conference. I would have told you you're crazy. But I also would have told you you're crazy if you would have said, yeah, they're going to finish seventh, but they're still going dancing. It's sports, man. It's not basketball. It's sports. The CU Buffs, can they climb a little bit more as far as their standings, like you said. No, I think they have two games remaining. They are two games behind Washington State. They lost to Washington State once, and they beat them once, so that makes it. Why are they making it so complicated? These a lot of weird tiebreaker scenarios. Washington State should have two games remaining as well. No, there's one. They've just got the Washington game. So that's
they could basically lock it up the three seed if they beat Oregon.
The Buffs can. The best they can do is three.
Yep.
They can still potentially drop to. I guess they could drop to below where Utah's 9-9, UCLA's 9-9. So they could fall still. The Buffs could certainly fall.
Yeah, Lenardi has had them as a first four out team on Friday.
On Friday, he had him
Friday.
That this recent Friday.
Yeah.
I wonder how that's changed since. The Buffs have done what they needed to do.
He had CSU as a 9 seed on Friday.
It's getting exciting, man. 29 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's jump out real quick. Oh, my ugly. I didn't get to my ugly. How about that? This is the longest good, the bad, the ugly segment we've ever done. Stephen A. Stephen A. says Joker's not his MVP, and if the finals are, you know, going to be played in Denver for some of it, he would not go. And I'll be honest. I did not bother myself to listen to his full thing. Why did he say he didn't want to go?
I watched a bit of the post game because I didn't turn the TV off yet, but it was, oh, the Nuggets won. Great. I want to talk a minute about how mad I am about the Lakers.
Yeah.
It's like, they lost.
But why?
Sorry.
Did he give a reason why he didn't want to come to Denver?
I think they look at the Nuggets as like a fluky, fraudish type of run, and Kendrick Perkins was on there, or one whoever was next to Kendrick was like, "Yeah, Jokic is the best player in the league right now. If Embiid wasn't healthy," and Kendrick's like, "Yeah, I second that." Like, okay, well, Embiid's not playing, so Jokic is still the best player. Well, he was the best player when he was playing.
Stephen A. then goes to it's Tatum and then Shea. You know, that's those are the next. Those are his top two.
We're not going to talk about the Nuggets because they haven't done anything. They won a championship.
And a two-time MVP.
Nah.
And they've been to the Western Conference Finals the last, two out of the last 4 years?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, 30 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
podcasts? We podcast every show immediately after it airs at 1310kfka.com or wherever you download your favorite stuff. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Lemons Heating and Cooling will take care of that heater that hasn't been great for you. Still have cold days ahead here. We do. It's still going to be a little dicey for probably another month or so, if not more. But then again, you could also be thinking about the air conditioner, your duct cleaning as well. Lemons Heating and Cooling will do all of that. They have free estimates available at lemonsheatingandcooling.com. Call them at 970-567-0798. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Tie-breaking scenarios for the UNC Bears. If UNC wins and Weber State loses, Bears claim the 2 seed. That's the main thing you need to know. Three-way tie puts the Bears at the 3 seed.
Yeah, so 3 seed would be a UNC and Weber State win or a UNC and Montana loss.
Okay, because I got this from the front desk of the great folks at the University of Northern Colorado. UNC wins and Weber loses. The Bears will claim the 2 seed. Three-way tie and the Bears are 3 seed. Montana State wins, which I think they mean Montana. Maybe I got a typo there. If Montana wins and Bears lose, UNC will finish 4th. So, typo there maybe, but that's it. The Bears can finish no worse than 4th, which would mean they get the first round bye. They won't play. They're guaranteed to not play on Saturday.
Right.
So, we know that. They are getting the first round bye.
They would either play first game Sunday, be off Monday, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Which is kind of a weird...
It is strange.
It's a weird schedule. I would just assume you take your higher seeds and put them at a later, the latest date of that next round.
Yeah, so 1 and 2 would play on Sunday, and then they'd play again on Tuesday, Wednesday.
So potentially, when we look at who they could be facing, if they're the 2 seed, Angel, they would play the winner of the 7 seed or the 8 seed, which would be...
Right now, Northern Arizona or Idaho State.
Okay. And that would be... Northern Arizona's kind of weird. The Bears beat them 92-77 the first time they played, and then obviously they play them tonight.
That's weird. Play a team start conference play, and then you don't play them again until the end of the year.
Yep, and then you might potentially play them in your first round if they... Again, if they win. Mm-hmm. Now, if they finish in the 3 seed... If again, 2 seed, as Angel said, they would play Sunday... March 10th at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock game. Sunday night. So we would have the pregame for you at 7:30. They would play Sunday if they can hold on to that second seed, which means they need to win. Weber State needs to lose. If they are the 3rd seed, Angel, they would play Monday, March 11th, against the winner of the...
They'd play the sixth seed.
Okay.
And that would be Portland State.
Okay. If they are the 4th seed, they would play Monday at 5:30 against the 5 seed.
Montana State.
Okay.
As of today.
All right.
But it also puts you in the top half of the bracket with Eastern Washington.
Yeah. Which you don't, you want to avoid that.
Yes.
Big time. The championship game for the Big Sky, and the winner goes dancing, would be Wednesday, March 13th at 9:30. You're not out. If the Bears make it, you can't. You're not out on that one, are you?
Well, I'd have to be here.
That's right. You're going to be running the board.
Sleep under the table.
Well, we got the couches, Angel. You might just want to camp out here that night. Oh, brutal. Brutal. Yeah, you might need a nap. Take a little cat nap. Yeah.
It's fine.
Right, hey.
As long as they win, it's
hope.
I'd be fine.
Hope that
if I have to stay up for that game and they don't win it, I would be very grouchy.
Hope that happens. I hope they find a way.
I do.
And they get to the championship game, they win this thing, and they go dancing for the first time legitimately.
Well, last time they were in the championship game was against Eastern Washington.
Is that 3 years ago?
2 years ago.
And that was with Saint, or not Saint, Dalen Kuntz, Matt Johnson.
Core, John Cooch, Bodie Hume.
Yep, Bodie.
Drew Cuxhausen.
That's right. That's a good club. It's a good team.
Really good.
Again, hats off to Steve Smiley and that coaching staff. Every year they keep churning out good players, even when a lot of people are like, who is this team going to be?
Well, and UNC got a lot of love over the weekend in the Tennessee-Alabama game, national TV game. Dalton Connect, everyone's like, hey, where'd this Dalton guy come from? Oh, this Northern Colorado place.
Yeah, and it just seems like that, plus what St. Thomas is doing, it just... And from everything I've heard, I don't know if Smiley's getting calls or interest from other, but I would think that'd be a guy schools are calling on.
Well, you win the Big Sky, you never know who's calling.
Oh, if he wins the Big Sky, then you've got... You win the tournament, you go to March Madness... You found Dalton Connect. You have this St. Thomas guy who's actually getting realistic NBA talk right now. So, yeah, I would say the resume is pretty good for Smiley.
Look who you coached under.
That's true, with Jeff Linder. Another great coach who's in the Mountain West now. 40 minutes after the hour. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Steamway Floor to Ceiling, they've been family-owned for over 35 years. Check them out online at steamwayfloortoceiling.com. You want to remodel the place, remodel the house, you can do it, and they'll work with you. You got a budget you have in mind, they'll help you plan it out, too. Consultation and design, financing options, personal in-home in-home design service, they do it all there. Plus, they got this 4,000 square foot showroom that you just have to see. You just have to check it out. Steamway Floor to Ceiling. SteamwayFloorToCeiling.com. That's their website checkout. 41 after the hour. Let's jump out real quick, Angel, and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Isaiah Stevens, guard for the CSU Rams, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I'll tell you about Ryan at Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor, a diehard Bears fan. So I know he's looking forward to this game tonight. Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor was formed by two UNC Bears alumni over 20 years ago. And they really do. When we say it, they have our backs. You know, they really do care about this community. They specialize in risk management, personal and commercial insurance needs for Weldon and Armour County, and also the go-to for workers' compensation and farming operations. Call Ryan today at 970-674-8825. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. The combine was interesting over the weekend. And honestly, you had guys earlier talking about birds aren't real and the earth is flat. Then you have the ridiculous 40 time by the receiver. What was it, 4.2 something? Just hot, nasty speed, as Ricky Bobby would say.
Xavier Worthy out of Texas ran a 4.21.
Is that your boy now?
That's Mike McDaniel's guy.
Go to Miami? Keep
Not
going
the
with
first
the
round, no.
Go with all that speed over there?
No.
I mean, speed is like, again, if you have that kind of speed, you can do a lot of different things.
I mean, I remember when John Ross ran a pretty
John
fast
Ross,
40.
And look what happened to
where
him.
Where is he?
Yeah. So you got to be careful. How about Luke McCaffrey? Luke ran a 4.47, apparently faster than his brother.
Yeah. There's another potential brother duo in the NFL.
You think so? You think Luke makes
Christian?
It in?
Yeah.
You think Luke will get it? Maybe. It's kind of crazy that all those McCaffreys, were there four of them?
Yes.
Max made it. I mean, he was like on the Raiders.
And he coached for them too?
Practice squad or something. I don't remember. Yeah, maybe.
He's a part of the Raiders in a way or two.
He got on a team and he was in practices and stuff, but I think that's as far as he went. Dylan never went. Dylan is, to my knowledge, I don't think he's done anything.
Not that I know.
In the NFL. I'm obviously Christian.
Who's that guy?
First round pick, and then he goes nuts in his career. Probably on his way, if not there, on his way to a Hall of Fame career. And then now Luke, who might have a shot. Fast. Again, that speed is something else. 4.47. That's what it was, wasn't it? 4.47?
Mm-hmm.
So he turned some heads. Dallin Holker turned some heads. Tight end for Colorado State. We've had him on the show a couple of times. Great dude.
George Kittle-ish?
Maybe.
With the hair?
All right, so let me be real here. He had a football in one hand. He caught it with another, one-handed. And the drill, the gauntlet. The gauntlet. He thought the drill was over. He thought he'd finished it, so he wasn't really prepared. And then the ball came, and he's like, crap, I didn't put this ball down. I have no time, so I'm just going to catch it with one hand. And he did. And it was awesome. It's turning heads. Okay, I have to play devil's advocate. As much praise you want to give him, he mentally did not follow the instructions. He thought the drill was over, so he had to make a miraculous play. So,
well, you see that. I see improvisational skills.
I do see that. But let's not just pretend that it's like, he didn't run. If this were an NFL game or something, maybe he didn't run the right route.
I mean, who threw the ball?
I know. I'm trying to get nitpicky here. But it is cool.
It got attention.
It did get a lot of attention.
You're going to say, hey, look at that guy. I never even heard of this guy, but he's making catches.
Mo Camara got a lot of attention. Ran a really fast 40 as well. So some CSU guys were turning some heads at the combine.
Oh, linemen are getting faster.
Oh,
it's
what's
scary.
What's that guy with the hair, that former Wyoming guy? And he has the long blonde curly hair. Can't think of his name. I've heard his name. Cody Tucker's talked about him. Stud. But yeah, O-linemen, they're getting faster.
Guy's running like 5'2". It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, they're moving. The athletes are just getting better every single year. This is how it goes. The training gets more focused. It's funny when you think about that, Angel. You know, we always have the debate of which team and quarterback better. And, you know, you go from the 2000s, the 90s, the 80s, the 70s. I mean, to me, there is no debate. The workouts have changed over time. And now, the past 10 years or so, I would say that our workouts, our coaching, it's so dialed in on your position. So dialed in on exactly what you need to lift, what you need to focus on, what you need to eat. We didn't have those things in the 80s. You lifted weights. Everybody lifted weights, but not like they did in the late 90s. And then in the 2000s, with more technology, more ability to pinpoint exactly what the proper lifts are for this type of running back, yes, the athletes now, and the athletes in 10 years will be better than the ones that I grew up watching.
No, I mean, you know, receivers, running backs, hey, we're going to do a lot of knee workouts because you're cutting and you're jumping off your knees a lot. Mm-hmm. Linemen, we're going to do a lot of, you know, lifting and just pushing stuff. And quarterbacks, we're going to work on your shoulders and your hips and all of that. And,
well,
everybody's an athlete now.
Well, the other, you're asking offensive linemen to be more athletic now because I have a lot of running quarterbacks now, a lot of guys that can move around in the pocket. Well, when a quarterback moves around in the pocket, what do you think the offensive line has to do? They have to move the pocket.
Oh, and there's more zone blocking schemes in the NFL now, mm-hmm. So you got to be
quick.
You got to be mobile.
Side-to-side quickness is what they're looking for. So, yeah, that's another thing. What else stood out in the combine? I mean,
quarterbacks were okay. It's I don't judge much on the throw. Like they do like the hardest throw where you just throw into a pad. It's like, what is that?
Yeah,
Sam Hartman's hair was a big story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it's fine.
A lot of tackles and guards, though, did turn some heads. Like you said, the offensive linemen, the guy out of Oregon State was turning some heads. The guy out of Washington, I mean, those dudes were turning heads.
Yeah, this draft class is top heavy with quarterbacks, handful of wide receivers, and then it's linemen and tight ends.
So maybe some edge rushers in there. Yeah. I saw the latest mock draft from Pro Football Focus has the Broncos at 12 taking the edge rusher out of UCLA. You got to learn this one. You're going to have to help.
Is it Latua?
Yeah, it's Latua. Latua Latu? Is that how you
Latua
say it?
Latua Latu.
Okay. You'll have to be our guy on this one.
Oh, because I know Hawaiian names?
Yeah, well, you're getting good with it. All right, 11:52 the time. When we come back, I'm going to wrap up hour number one. Top story of the day is certainly a sad, sad, sad story. Cannot stress that one enough. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Future Game Day Forecast with meteorologist Cody Wilson. Fridays on Good Morning NoCo, only in Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Now the Combine, certainly, it's that precursor as we're getting closer and closer to the NFL draft. We got free agency starting, though, officially, what, next week? We got to get through that first, and then you get to the draft. Caleb Williams, obviously, his name has popped up. Red flags surrounding him. Just some of the things he said, I guess. Some of the interesting points that he's making. It sounds like he's kind of messing around a little bit, too. I don't know. It still goes back to the thing with his dad kind of wanting the part ownership thing. You know, if Caleb gets wherever he ends up going, like his dad talking about it. But is there still a chance that the Bears just stay the course with Justin Fields? You're getting a lot of prominent, good football players that are playing in the NFL, Pro Bowl type guys, saying that if they just focused on building around Justin Fields, they'd be better. Now, again, what do they know? They're just players.
Is he Bo Callahan from draft day?
Maybe. He could be. If I'm Chicago...
One guy asked about winning or losing, who went to his birthday party?
If I'm Chicago, I'm drafting Marvin Harrison. That's what I'm doing. I'm sorry. That's what I would do if I were Chicago. Caleb Williams could be a once-in-a-lifetime guy, though. That's the fear the Bears have that probably keeps them up all night. Top story of the day coming up next.